Okay, antenna deployed. 10-1 is pulled and safe. Bam, let me check that. It's dusty. Yeah, it's safe. 10-2 is pulled and safe. 10-3. Pulled and safe.
Copy that.
I guess as long as it didn't go off. Ooh, don't bang it. I don't care what they say, that's the charge. You're having great luck with those. Hear that. Okay. The limb was in the approach shot, I believe. Let me go ahead and turn around.
Yeah, I gotta go around anyway.
This way I get a running shot in the middle of it.
Get you get them both in it.
Okay, I ran out of film too.
Oh,
that's pretty well located. When you come around, take a picture of the limb on your camera.
I will. I'll take it right out the front, looking right at the thing.
Yeah, and give them a frame count.
And about a 5-6.
5-6. Bob, I've got the locator of the charge and the limb all in the same order here, and I'm one more than what I just gave you. I can't look at it now.
Okay, one more than what you gave me at 6:05, I understand.
You want me to go to the gravimeter now?
Roger. And if you guys will start out, we'll drive you by the CALSEP, Jack, and if you'll get out at the ALSEP, we'll have you take a look at the service gravimeter, and Gene can press on home to the LEM.
Okay. Jack, I'm going to drive you in that way, and then I'll drive all the way back around and once you get home. Okay, shall I,
right here to the north, you can drive in towards the heat flow, towards that big rock, if you can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay, that's good. Bob, you want me to get some outside pictures?
Negative. Okay, and Jack,
okay.
You can stand by for a feed water call very shortly. Okay, feed water. Go to Ox, please.
I just got it. And look at that. Missed the cable. I hope that thing's working, Bob.
Well, a lot of it's working. We just got to try and see if we can't level this thing tonight. When you get off there, Jack, I'll punch you through the procedure for that. And in the meanwhile, it's my understanding that the second UHT is not in the immediate vicinity where it's accessible. Is that right?
No, it is. I get it.
Okay.
Okay, and watch my heat flow over there. Don't trip over them. Okay, I'm going to take a pair of tongs. Do you have any film at all?
No, I want your camera.
You want my camera?
Okay, Jack, you won't need, we aren't planning on taking the outside photos right now.
Okay.
Okay, and Jack, we're not sure if you went to oxygen water yet.
I thought I did.
Okay, it's coming up now. We see it coming, Jack, don't worry.
Gene, can you? Okay. Do you know what you want? Let me take a set of tongs in case I drop some.
Can you reach them?
Yep. You got everything you need?
Yep.
Okay, Jack's got my camera and tongs, and I'm on my way.
Okay, copy that.
Okay, I got a tone again. Bob, I got a tone again.
Okay, what's it say? Probably just a water. We're building up.
I can't read my gauges. Why don't I take... Well, we better take a look.
Okay.
I'm coming over there. I think I just got my water tone, Bob.
Okay, that's right also.
Okay, Ox water's on. Dude, we got our tone yesterday.
Can you see anything?
Well, no, let me see.
Let me bend over. Bend over. You don't have a brush to brush off. Okay, no flags. Okay, you got no...
Huh?
You got no flags.
Okay.
You look good
one
to
more.
Us, Jack.
Look.
Jack, you look good to us.
Okay, no flags.
All right.
No flags, Jack.
Okay, and Gene, I think you need to go
okay.
to hospital if you didn't.
Yeah, I just did, Bob.
Okay.
And my water flag cleared.
Okay,
no,
copy that.
No, it did not yet.
Yeah, it's probably still coming
okay,
out.
Jack, just be careful of the cables. Okay, you want me to get a UHD, huh? It's right over there by the...
Yeah, I know where it is.
If it's quite close, but if it's not, don't bother me. I think we can probably try this by hand.
No, it's there, Bob. He'll get it.
Okay.
You got a heading for me at the rover? Is 017 good?
018.
Okay. You don't want me to kick the lean yet, huh?
Negative.
Okay, Bob. I got a UHD.
Okay, when you go back to the LSG, Jack, we first of all would like a reading on where the bubble is in the circle. Whether it's in the center. And what we're going to have, unfortunately, is to have the bubble centered in the inner circle. Because the this is apparently a requirement, even though we didn't train to it. Apparently, it's something that's come up, and it's going to have to be within the inner circle of the bubble. So first thing we need to do is when you go up there to see whether the bubble is in the center of the circle.
Okay, Bob. That bubble is centered.
Okay. Okay, the next thing we want you to do is put the UHD in the socket there. And move the
hey,
LSG from side
Bob?
To side. Do not pick it up. Okay, go ahead, Jack.
I did not have to touch it. It is centered.
Okay, but now they're worried that it's stuck like your gimbal thing was last night. And also, the thing is that maybe maybe something's hung up inside, and by moving it, we can jostle it free. They do not want it picked up, but they'd like to have the UHD put in there and sort of have the instrument rock from side to side to, again, see the bubble move, and once that is done, to then press it down into the ground and again realign it and put the bubble within the inner circle. Over. I'd also like to see if the gimbal is free.
How much you want me to rock it? How far should I let the bubble travel?
Basically, we just want to see it move. If you go out to the outer circle, that's plenty. And again,
one circle. Okay.
Oh, I mean the outer rim, the rim of it.
Okay, I did that. It's still centered and the gimbal is swinging.
Okay, we copy the gimbal swinging. We copy to move the bubble out to the edge of the bubble level and come back into the inner circle.
That's right. Good, Bob, I'm reading 289, 20.1, 002, 9288. Volts are 6.5 and 6.6. Batteries are 114 and 138. Rear motors are off scale low. Forward, left is off scale low, and right is 210 degrees.
Copy that. What's the first battery temperature there, Gene?
First battery temperature is 114.
Okay, and Jack, they apparently don't believe you when you said you aligned it last night, and they're concerned the shade's not on 20 degrees. Copy 114 on that battery temperature, Gene.
It is, it's on 20, Bob.
Okay. Okay, in that case, I guess you're free to come home.
Well,
what is basically the problem with it?
They haven't been able to level it for some reason, and they were afraid that the thing wasn't leveled. They were hoping also maybe by moving it that you might jostle it a bit and it would come to level, but I think I'll just have to think about it some more. The first presumption, the easiest solution was to have it unleveled, in which case we could fix it this way, but I guess that's not the case. We'll have to see what happens overnight. Give us a chance to follow the tradition of coming back to the LSF tomorrow.
Well, you want me to change its position, its level a little bit, put it off level a little, and see if you can work it?
I don't think so, Jack. That doesn't sound very good to me. Why don't you just leave it there? If it's centered with a level bubble within the inner circle there, that's the requirements as far as we can tell, and we'll just have to leave it overnight again, and why don't you come on back to the limb. Okay, Gene, are you at the rover?
Okay. Mr. At Park.
Okay, when
you... my readings.
Okay, you gave me your readings, and when you get done, let me know, because the first thing we want to do is work on the step a little bit.
Okay, stand by. Got TV. Okay, what do you want to do to the step?
Okay, Gino, when you go back to the step now, let's do this first and get it...
What do you want to do to the step?
Okay, Gino, when you go back to the step now, let's do this first and get it out of the way. You can probably do this anyway while Jack's coming home. When you open the blankets, remember that at the back of the step, there was a piece of Velcro on the case and a piece of Velcro just above the... just inside the rear hinge on the covers. And this is what you sort of peel back when you go to remove the back end there so you can get the PSEA out. You remember that piece of tape there?
Yeah, that came off.
Okay.
That came off.
Okay, this is on the side away from you as you stand facing it, right?
Oh, no, that's the side. Go ahead, Gene, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Gene, if you stand facing it in the back away from you, is this, there's a strip of Velcro on the case, and there's another strip of Velcro on the blanket itself, and this is a Velcro you have to tear off or to unhook, as it were, when you come to tear the blankets down to get the TSEA off. Remember that piece?
Yeah, but that's on the side away from me. I'm on the LMP side. That's on the other side.
Right, that's on the other side of the top. And what we're interested in, number one, is that piece of Velcro still mated, or when you open the blankets to cool it, does that Velcro come open? Over.
Well, that's the Velcro that's so full of dust it comes open, Bob.
Okay, and so what happens...
It's hooked, it'll stay.
Okay, well, the feeling...
I don't know if you can see that, but it's just... Well, you can't defend.
Okay, well, the feeling is...
I've plumbed the covers and it...
Go ahead.
It will stay open about 150 degrees.
Stand by on that. What you're saying is that the cover actually stands up a little bit in the space.
Now, if you want the cover open, I can open it, and normally it should swing 180 degrees parallel with the top of the step.
Okay, but does that Velcro and back stay mated?
The way we've been opening it holds. Yes, it's being mated, but it holds the covers open 150 degrees.
No, that's okay. What the concern originally was that when this happened, the sunlight was getting down in the back there and warming up the back of the step. That's apparently not the case. Over.
No, that's not the case. The Velcro that came off is the Velcro that helps the keep the covers closed.
Okay. Well, we were concerned about both pieces of Velcro since the one had come off.
Now the other one's still on, and it still holds, and the back part of the step where the DSEA is in the shade.
Okay, I copy that. Okay, while we're talking about this, and I'll get back with you, turn the DSEA and the receiver both to off, please. And read me a temperature, please.
112 degrees.
Copy that. And I mark them both off, right?
Yes. Bob, I just tested it as clean as it'll get.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Bob.
Go ahead.
I cheated on you.
I was sure you would. What'd you do?
I just sampled the glass in the bottom of a crater. I documented it by shooting the limb across the crater at infinity and then shooting the crater in stereo at 11 feet and then I cross unpaired at 7 and then I sampled it.
Okay.
And then I cross unpaired at 7 after.
I guess now Nomon is a limb.
It's very fragile. That's right. It's very fragile, and I double bagged it. I don't know whether we can keep it or not.
Okay, we'll hope.
We'll think about how to preserve it.
Okay.
While you're thinking, I'll put it on my floor pan, I guess. Okay, what do I have to do here?
Get that bag off me.
Get that bag off you to start with. Be careful of that sample there. Those are the cleanest battery covers in existence on a rover right now, I'll tell you. Oh, you don't believe me? Look at that.
What?
They don't believe me.
Excuse me.
Get it?
Move forward just a little. Now get your bag. Here you go.
Now you're stuck down there, aren't you? No, you're not. You know, it seems like I may be going nuts talking to that moving machine over there.
What? We don't need any hooks, I'll tell you.
I know.
Can you stoop just a little bit?
Yeah, all that stuff is getting there.
Got it. Get your hook back.
Look, yeah, hook my harness back up. We don't forget that.
Velcro's closed. Okay.
You know, you look at those little sparklies in the soil we're walking around and they change colors on you.
Yep.
Greens and purples.
Iridescent.
Iridescent sparkly.
Okay, I'll come over and I'll unload your stuff.
Okay.
Now, we got more samples than we've got since, I think. Let's see here. You're taking care of the SEP.
Yeah, don't.
That's all right.
Okay. Hey, Bob, the battery covers are, the covers are open on the SEP, rather.
Roger, copy that.
Oh, why did I do that?
Hey, Bob, you think that glass sample would be better off in the SRC?
Now, we're still talking about that.
Wait a minute. Your core cap simply is empty? Up and away it goes. And that's all closed. Check your bag. Okay, now, Bob, you got to tell us which one of these you want in the SCB and which one you want just taken in. Because we got our numbers all confused.